Ezekiel chapter 4.
And you, O mortal, take a brick and set it before you. On it portray a city, Jerusalem, and put siege works against it, and build a siege wall against it, and cast up a ramp against it, set camps also against it, and plant battering rams against it all around. Then take an iron plate and place it as an iron wall between you and the city. Set your face toward it, and let it be in a state of siege, and press the siege against it. This is a sign for the house of Israel. Then lie on your left side and place the punishment of the house of Israel upon it. You shall bear their punishment for the number of days that you lie there. For I assign to you a number of days, 390 days, equal to the number of years of their punishment. And so you shall bear the punishment of the house of Israel. When you have completed these, you shall lie down a second time, but on your right side, and bear the punishment of the house of Judah. 40 days I assign you, one day for each year. You shall set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and with your arm bared you shall prophesy against it. See, I am putting cords on you so that you cannot turn from one side to the other until you have completed the days of your siege. And you, take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt, put them into one vessel, and make bread for yourself. During the number of days that you lie on your side, 390 days, you shall eat it. The food that you eat shall be 20 shekels a day by weight. At fixed times you shall eat it. And you shall drink water by measure, 1/6 of a hin. At fixed times you shall drink. You shall eat it as a barley cake, baking it in their sight on human dung.
The Lord said,
Thus shall the people of Israel eat their bread, unclean, among the nations to which I will drive them.
Then I said, Ah, Lord God, I have never defiled myself. From my youth up until now, I have never eaten what died of itself or was torn by animals, nor has carrion flesh come into my mouth. Then he said to me,
See, I will let you have cow's dung instead of human dung, on which you may prepare your bread.
Then he said to me,
Mortal, I am going to break the staff of bread in Jerusalem. They shall eat bread by weight and with fearfulness, and they shall drink water by measure and in dismay. Lacking bread and water, they will look at one another in dismay and waste away under their punishment.